Hello and welcome to Earth Artifacts, the show where every week we look back and visit the natural habitats and eras of our planet that have come and gone. I'm your host, Jared Lane. This week, we'll dive into a personal favorite of mine, one of Earth's most diverse and colorful habitats, the Great Barrier Reef. As a child, I was surrounded by memories of the old world, my parents' and my grandparents' world. My father kept a shelf of books in the study filled with pictures of birds, fish, and other wildlife from all around the globe. I remember leafing through them on the days when school would close due to heat waves. But the one I wore out the spine the most was the one on coral reefs. At the time, I think I mainly enjoyed the vibrant colors, which, to this day, can still steal my breath. But enough about my past. Even when coral reefs were around on Earth, you would have to seek them out. Most of them were small, isolated locations scattered across the world, like the fringes of old Florida and Indonesia. Since we don't have time to touch on them all, we'll focus on the largest, the Great Barrier Reef. Located off the coast of Queensland, Australia, the Great Barrier Reef at one point stretched 1,400 miles long and covered an area larger than Great Britain. The reef was birthed some 25 million years ago as a result of volcanic eruptions. Within the basin of the Pacific came corals of vibrant colors, pink, orange, green, providing future homes for over 1,600 species of fish and over 30 species of whale and dolphin, which are more than exist today, and food for over 220 species of birds. Indeed, no architect could design such magnificence if they had infinite time and resources. Only nature herself could have assembled the Great Barrier Reef with the care and precision that it needed. Of course, 25 million years predates the blip of human existence, but even when the Aborigines arrived at the shores of Australia, they, like all humans, learned to adapt and thrive in their environment. The natives fished and hunted in the reef for millennia, right up until James Cook and, well, you know the rest of that story. But even later, explorers saw the breathtaking magnificence of the Great Barrier Reef as one of Earth's finest treasures, and it soon became a highlight destination. For nearly 400 years, between the 18th and 21st century, people around the world came to witness this otherworldly ecosystem. Ironically, the Great Barrier Reef's decline began not long after global human discovery. Less than 100 years after Cook's ship nearly sank from running into the coral, the Industrial Revolution sparked, and the reef's fragile ecosystem was no match for the rising sea levels. Still, people flocked to Queensland, Australia, and a multitude of efforts were put in place attempting to preserve the shrinking area in the late 20th and early 21st century. Of course, being the largest coral reef meant it would hold out longer than the rest and garner the most attention, as others would disappear around the world without so much as a whimper. But like so many conservation efforts at the time, the Great Barrier Reef met its end in the late 2040s. And yet, like so many things, the memories of the Great Barrier Reef still exist in photos and books, with vibrant pink corals and giant sea turtles, crabs, dolphins, and schools of multicolored fish swimming through a blue-green ocean. You can find pictures of people scuba diving among these exotic creatures, the last in a long line of generations to do so. And if you close your eyes and breathe in, you may just be able to smell the salty ocean. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Next week, we'll take a look at some other barrier reefs around the world, specifically around Portugal and off the coast of South America. We hope you tune in. Thank you.